The Department of Veterans Affairs recently hired its first ever artificial intelligence director and launched a National Artificial Intelligence Institute to expand its research into the popular technology. The institute will develop its own projects and collaborate with local VAs already experimenting with AI. Health News Florida's Stephanie Colombini reports from Tampa, where VA doctors are training computers how to diagnose cancer.
Inside a laboratory at the James A. Haley Veterans Hospital in Tampa, machines are rapidly processing tubes of patients' body fluids and tissue samples. Pathologists examine those samples under microscopes to spot diseases like cancer. Distinguishing certain features about a cancer cell, which can drastically affect treatment, can be tricky. So Dr. Stephen Mastorides and Andrew Borkowski decided to get a computer involved. They uploaded hundreds of images of slides containing lung and colon tissues into artificial intelligence software. Some tissues were healthy and others cancerous. Borkowski says they then tested that software with more images the computer had never seen before.
And the module was able to put it together and was able to differentiate, is it a cancer or is it not a cancer? And not only that, but also was able to say, what kind of cancer is it?
The doctors were harnessing the power of what's known as machine learning. Software pre-trained with millions of all kinds of images, like dogs and trees, can learn to distinguish new ones. Dr. Stephen Mastorides says it only took minutes to teach the computer what cancerous tissue looked like.
Our earliest studies showed accuracies over 95%.
The doctors say this kind of technology could be a vital asset to rural veterans clinics where pathologists and other specialists aren't easily accessible or in crowded VA emergency rooms. Borkowski says he sees AI as a tool to help doctors work better and faster, not to put them out of a job.
It won't replace the doctors, but the doctors who use AI will replace the doctors that don't.
The Tampa pathologists aren't the first to experiment with machine learning in this way. Of the thousands of AI tools out there, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved about 40 algorithms for medicine, including apps that predict blood sugar changes and help detect strokes and CT scans. The VA already uses AI in several ways, such as scanning medical records for signs of suicide risks. And the agency's new artificial intelligence director, Gil Alterovitz, is looking for other uses to help VA staff make better use of their time.
Being able to cut the workload down is one way to do that. Other ways are working on processes, so reducing patient wait time, analyzing the paperwork.
But Alterovitz notes there are challenges to implementing AI, like privacy concerns and trying to understand how and why AI systems make decisions. Last year, Google's AI company DeepMind used VA data to test a system that could predict deadly kidney disease in patients up to 2 days in advance. But for every correct prediction, there were two false positives. Mildred Cho, associate director of Stanford University's Center for Biomedical Ethics, says best case, an untrustworthy AI system wastes time. Worse, it could actually cause harm.
It's important for AI systems to be tested in real-world environments with real-world patients and clinicians because there can be unintended consequences.
VA doctors say they don't want to rush things when it comes to AI, but they say the work they're doing now will sift through the hype and lead to more practical use in the near future. For Health News Florida, I'm Stephanie Colombini.
Stephanie also reported this story for the American Homefront Project.